Kuflam is chesem abeis. More again. Sholach lei, right after two dots. Sholach lei romi by yecheskel levafuna. Romi by yecheskel esk levafuna. Eimel on easy, tell us please, hanach milu mal yisod, these good things you heard, the yamrat lon mishmei de Rav. That you said over in the name of Rav. He used to say over aloch is the name of Rav. So yes, and tell us over some of these halachas. Tarte b'Shabbos, two halachas, was nageh tilch Shabbos, v'chod b'Torah, and one is like a garator nageh t'stam b'Torah. He tell us over these things. So Rashi learns tarte b'Shabbos v'chod b'Torah. Rashi shohoyis rogul leimah shnei devor mishmoi v'ilch Shabbos v'yachas b'Torah kavakamon. Two things in hilch Shabbos and one in hilch Torah. So tomorrow. The Shabbos, what were the halachas in Shabbos? Sholach lei. Ha de Tanya, that we learned before, good bikisna, mutil in toisa. We had before, that's this piece of skin, that's like a barrel, that's like a pitcher, that you want to stretch it out. So we had before, it was also to stretch it out. Here we're saying now, you are allowed to stretch out this piece of leather to make it in the form of a pitcher. So Tanya says, here it's mutil. It's only mutter to stretch it out if two people are doing it together. But if one person is stretching it out by himself, then it's also. So Rashi learns like this. Good bikisnat Rashi, good b'ritzu oisav. If you have a piece of leather that's made like a pitcher, and you want to stretch it out now, so here it has its oisav, it has the straps attached on it. Umunach amokim kavua, and the pitcher is like on the post. It's on its mokum kavua, shaloi. Is mutil and toisa b'Shabbos. Here you're allowed to be noteir on Shabbos. You could plant this, you could put it up on Shabbos. Yizrashi b'hod yamor liyel, potter avaloser. I the Gemara Anom Alav says it's also midrabonin to stretch out this like flask made out of leather. Rashi hecha de lehevi mesukim bekislin. That's the Gemara before us talking about. You don't have the straps attached to the pitcher before Shabbos. So then there's like an issa oil of stretching it out on Shabbos. But here we're talking about like we had before. We have the straps attached to the pitcher before Shabbos, so it's kumat oimid. It's very easy to stretch it out. So it's like you started to do it before Shabbos. And since this is only an oil arai, it's called like the moisif al oil arai. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. So we have this type of a pitcher, a flask. Made out of leather. They just want to stretch out the strings that are there. It's mutter to do it on Shabbos. So now Rav is masber. When is the mutter? Only with two people. So Drashi bebeis b'nei odom. Loi mimtach le sharpiv. If you have two people, then they don't have to stretch it out too much. So that's not doing it to an oil. Mashman oil is, the more you stretch it out, that makes it look like an oil. Mashenkin b'yodom, och is a Drashi. B'yodom echod is mimatech le sharpiv. Then you have to stretch it out very good. First you like tie it on strong onto one peg. The koishrei boy, you tie it down well. The chayzer moitcha, then you go and pull it on the other side and stretch it out well. Al zu on the other peg. The koishrei boy. Kach pirshu rabbis. This is a Rashi from the Rebbe. The chaim atzasi b'tshubas agoinim. Aber the Rashi ven yodei mahal. Rashi himself doesn't understand too clear what the chilek is. But the part of saying chilek that you can stretch out this flask. To open it up, if it has strings on it before Shabbos, it's mutter to open it up because it's just called being moisif on an oil arai. That's only if you have two people doing it. But then you can stretch it out nicely and you don't have to pull it. But shenken, one person has to pull it down, has to stretch it out. That's more doimit to its oil. So with one person, it's also. By its omra bayit, the kilo. You want to stretch out like a tent, a kilo or a canopy on top of the bed, v'kilo, afilu biyud b'nei odam osir. Even with 10 people, it's also to do it. Rashi doesn't say, pshat this, because there is shved meforshim, exactly what the hezbr is. Some learn is talking about a kilo, that on top there is a gag of a tefach, and therefore when you have 10 people picking it up, it's kamat zikha, you'll be making a tefach. So therefore there's no eitzah. Even with 10 people helping you, you can't stretch out a kilo. Before we had a kilo is mutter. A kilo before we had is mutter when the top is not a gag tefach. It's not wide a tefach on top. That doesn't have a shame gag. Therefore, you could just stretch out the kilo, spread it out. Mashenkin here would spread out a tefach. There's no way to spread it out. Even with 10 people together, you can't spread it out. Well, ef shod le mimtach purta. you have to pick up a little bit, or else stretch out a little bit, and that's daima to an oil. So this is one halacha about Shabbos. What's the second halacha he said about Hilchos Shabbos? Tanya. Kiru, we have this type of oven. She nishmeto achas miyakoseo. Like one of its legs came out of place. Is mutla tautla. He holds it's not called muksa yet, and still could touch it. Mashenkin shtayim, if two of its legs came out of its place, awesome. Then it's muksa, you're not allowed to touch this kiru anymore in Shabbos. Rav Amado, Rav says no. Afilu chad nami yoser. Even if just one leg comes out of its place, the kiru now is muksa. Terakash is why. I had the chur since the beginning of Shabbos, it was mukhin, it was a kli. Like, why is it always kli now? So what if one leg came off? But it's still usable for something, you could have some use from it. Maybe it's a kli shom after the yisr, but it should have a shame kli on it. The reason why it says if one leg comes off, it's awesome, it's a gzera shemi yitoka. It's a new gzera, anytime one leg comes off, it's like it to a chair or a table also. If one of the legs come off, that's possible to stick it back in again, but it came out of a hole. And all you gotta do with this leg is just stick it back into the hole, so a bona made exer, and now that I touch that chair. That chair becomes muksa. Because we're afraid if you come to touch it, you may want to put the stick, the leg, back in its place, and that'll be an isser, a shem yitoka. Strashi, shem yitoka, kishemechabalo haregel. When you put the leg back in, yit kenu b'chazit, you put it very strong. Ve'vi boina, that's considered mamish like a binyan. It should be yours, Tanakama. Avo Tanakama holds the svaron. If only one leg comes out, lechayish lemitka kulihai. If one leg comes out, we're not afraid you may fix it up on Shabbos. Therefore, it's not muksam. But now Rav holds no. Even when just one leg comes off the kiram, or now we're saying it's not dafka the kiram, it could even be a chair or a table. If one leg comes off the chair, and it's possible to put the leg back into the chair, it's gzera shem yitoka, they made it into muksa. Not allowed to touch it at all. So it depends. If the chair plotzes, the table plotzes, that you can't put the foot back on, like a piece of metal breaks in half, that you can't put it back, then there's no gzera. Then it's not muksa. The table, the chair could still be used for something. It's not muksa. Mashenka, if it's type of a leg that just comes out, and you could stick it back in again, then the Rabbonu were geyser. Maybe you come to put it back in on Shabbos. That's an issue the rice of binyan. So the Rabbonu made geyser, it has a din of a muksa, and now I don't touch it at all. Fight the Torah. What's the law he said about Torah? The Yom HaRav, see the Torah, shetishtakach miYisrael. So come the Zman, when Klai Yisrael will forget the Torah. Shenemah, the Pasuk says in Devarim, v'hiflu Hashem es makoy Yisrael. Like a hiflu, Hashem will make wonders of Makosech, will hit you with wonders. He is aflozu any day maho. What does this wonders mean? Kishuaymu, when the Pasuk said in Yishayo, lochen hinani yosef lahafli esomazeh, haflei vofelom. The Hebrew will make more tremendous wonders. Heviyoyma haflozu Torah. I say now, what the wonders means about Torah, that Klaiso will forget the Torah. How do you know in the Pasuk Yishayo what it means about Torah? So Rashi says, because the end of the Pasuk is, say for the crow of the Ovdo, Chochmas Chachomov. In other words, there'll be half of a fellow. There'll be such wonders that even the Chachamim will forget the Torah. So that's what Vehifla here also means. Hashem will make wonders that Klai Yisrael will forget the Torah. Tana Rabbonim. Kishenich Nusu Rabbi Seinu Lekerem B'Yavnim. Omru Asi the Torah Shetishtakach Mi'Yisrael. They also said like this. There'll come a man when Klai Yisrael will forget the Torah. Shenem Mother Posik and Omru says, Hine Yomim Boyim Yom Hashem Olekim. V'Yishlachti Roh Voretz. I'll make a hunger in the world. Loi Roh the Lechem. They won't be hunger for bread. For like some of the mayim, they won't be thirsty for water. Kim l'shmoyes divi Hashem, they'll be thirsty to hear Torah. That's what they'll be thirsty about. V'lo yimson, they won't find it. V'lo yimson, they won't find it. Now dvar Hashem, what does that mean? Zu halacha, they won't find halacha. Zu halacha, dvar Hashem zeh haketz, they won't know the ketz. What does the ketz mean? Rashi lo yadanam hecha. What it means? What vice of the ketz means? They won't think about the Mashiach. Dvar Hashem zu nevuah, there won't be any more nevuah. O may yishreitu to levakish es dvar Hashem, that they'll look around to find the dvar Hashem. Omru asi de isha shetito kikul shatruma. An isha will have a bread that's made from truma. The tachta the botim kinesiyo shall go to the shuls the botim midrashers lay them to mehi v'im toirum to find out a poshut halacha could a piece of bread become tummy or not. Is halacha anything wrong if truma became tummy or not? Even that much they won't know. V'yein neven nobody will know im toirahi. They won't know if it's Torah or Tumeya. For the Gemara, Behedyuk Sivvei. I mean, what it says in Torah, Shebeksav, that's not shaykh to forget. what it says the parish in the Chumash, you're not going to forget that's written. Maybe we'll forget parish about him. If the Gemara and Ishik, they can't make such mistakes to know if there's no din tumah by truma. But there's often a pasuk that says mikol oichol hashi yochol, that you're not allowed to eat from something that's tummy. Trashi beji ksiv the Torah shabiksav areiksuva menachas yikra v'yira. So everybody should take a look to see the pasuk says that a truma tumah you're not allowed to eat when it's tummy. So what's going to be the shalom? So the Gemara elo leida im rishon hi v'im shnihi. They won't know halach is about hilchas tumah. They won't know whether it's a rishon l'tumah or whether it's a sheni l'tumah. The ain maven they won't know. But the more name honami matisne it's also a brisa. It's not from a brisa. Kiritnan hasheretz mishnah hasheretz shenim tzubatanur. You find the sheretz inside the oven. Is a pasha betoichoi shniyah. If you have bread inside the oven, the bread becomes a sheni l'tumah. Haste the sheretz goes inside the klicheris. Now it's matama mi'avir, even though it doesn't touch the walls of the klicheris, the sheretz is matama the klicheris. So the klicheris becomes a rishon l'tumah. Now whatever is inside the klicheris becomes a sheni l'tumah. So there's nothing in Mishnah that the bread that's inside an oven in the avir, when the sheretz comes inside the avir, that the sheretz makes the oven into a rishon and the bread becomes a shniya. Shatana tchilosoi, that the taner is a tchila. So what should be the suffix? It's nothing in the Mishnah. So the Gemara named Misaf Galudi Ava Suffix Hodi Yomole Ravacha Baravel Rovam. That the Ravacha Baravel is the Kasha to Rovam on this Mishnah. He is Lachzayu Hai Tanura Kiman Damali Tumah. Let's look as if the Tanur is filled with Tumah. In other words, the story is when a sheriff goes inside a Klicheris, we say just being in the air, even though it doesn't touch the wall itself, it's Matama the Tanur. Now, who what then when bread is inside the oven, the Churin Svar, I should say, just like the sheretz is metama, anything in the avir, so let's look the bread that's inside the avir as if the sheretz is touching the bread directly. So maybe the bread should become a rishon l'tumah. As we say, no, we say when you have inside here, a sheretz is hanging in the air, and the bread is hanging in the air also. We say the sheretz is metama the kli, inside it's metama the kli. Once the kli is metame, that's a rishon l'tumah, it's metama the bread inside to make them to shame the tumah. Maybe no. Let's say when the sheretz goes in, anything inside this avir, it's as if it's touching all around the avir. So maybe it's blab like the sheretz, his mom is touching the bread. So maybe the lechem should become a rishon l'tumah. That was his shalot to Rova. His lechzayu hai tanura kamad mali tumah. Let's look as if the whole tanur is full of tumah. V'tevei pas rishoyna, and the pas itself would also buy the rishoyna. Or Malay, he answered back, Le'amrin lechzayu. We don't say the sorrow of lechzayu. We don't say that. Yehai tanura kamad mali tumah. We don't say such a sorrow like that. The Tanya, what's the Raya? Yochol yehei kol hakelim mitamoyim biyavah klicheris. Again, you have this klicheris, and you have a sheretz that went inside it. So let's say if the other klicheris is inside this kli, maybe they're also makabel tumah. Maybe any keli is makabel tumah when it's inside the klicheris. That's what I would think. Hez yochol yehei kol hakelim mitamoyim biyavah klicheris. Tamlei, when the pasuk says no, kol asher b'toicho yitmo. Whatever's inside the klicheris is makabel tumah from the sheretz. We dashim mikol oichol asher yochol. Only oichlin is makabel tumah inside the klicheris. We dashim oichlin mitamoyim biaver klicheris. Only an oichol that's inside the klicheris, when the sheretz goes inside it, even though the sheretz doesn't touch the oichol is also makabel tumah. V'ein kelim mitamoyim biaver klicheris. But if there's another kli inside the savir, the second kli doesn't makabel tumah. And the hesbir is like this. A keli is only mekabel tumah from an avatumah. If the avatumah touches the keli becomes a rishon l'tumah. Mashenkin, if something's a rishon l'tumah, it can't be matama kelim. Kelim is only mekabel tumah from an avatumah. Mashenkin oichel amashkin, that's mekabel tumah even from a rishon. If a rishon l'tumah touches an oichel, the oichel becomes a sheni. So since we see when you have another keli inside the klicheret, it doesn't become tummy. What's the hezbo? That we don't look as if the sheretz inside is touching everything inside here, because if we look like the sheretz is touching everything, so let's look like the sheretz is touching this other keli, so the av hatum of the sheretz touch the other keli. Why isn't it tummy? And why we say no? The blight like the sheretz in the avir is only being matama, the actual kli itself, the outside kli. The outside kli is the only thing that becomes a rishon l'tumah. Now anything inside the kli could only become a sheni l'tumah. So mainly the kelim inside it attack is still Torah. Because the kelim inside is not makabel tumah from a rishon, it can only be makabel tumah from an avatumah.
So that's the raya here, that how a kli cheres works inside, that the sheretz is only like it's touching the outside kli. That's all. The outside kli is the rishon l'tumah. And the outside kli, now that's matam, anything inside it. So mele, only oichlim inside is makabel tumah, or mashkin, not kelim. So mele, if the pas was inside the tanner, the pas of a truma would only be the shen l'tumah. So maratanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, Chas v'sholom should destaka Torah miYisrael. He asked if a kasha Chas v'sholom can't be that Torah will be forgotten by Klal Yisrael. Shenema the posting in Devarim says Shiloisi shachach mipi zaroi, that they'll never be forgotten Torah from Klal Yisrael. Elamani mekayim. What does the posting mean? Yishoytu to levakish the Devar Hashem loyim so, that they'll look around to find the Devar Hashem. We learned before it means they'll look around to find Torah, to find psukim, find shalos. Nobody will be able to answer it for them. So what, if you'll say they'll never forget Torah, so what does it mean they'll be mavakish and they won't find? And the Gemara shlo yimsum halacha brura or mishnah brura b'mokim echad. That's all it means. There won't be a mishnah and a halacha b'mokim echad. So Rashi learns halacha brura means b'tamim shlo yehei b'machlokes. There'll never be things that there won't be machlokes in, like we have now. There'll always be machlokes in, but not if shat the mamas be nishtakach Torah mekla Yisrael. There'll be Torah, but just there'll be nishtakach a little bit. They won't know the klokite. They'll have some doubts, and therefore there'll be machlokes in involved. But about it, there'll always be some type of a psak what to do. Right? Tanya of Yosef ben Elisha Weimer. In Reisei Dor Shet Soros Rabbis Boris Olav. If a Dor sees the generation sees a lot of Soros. Hardships are coming upon them. You should know Tzei Ubodik B'dayni Yisrael. Go look at the Dayonim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Shakol Puronius Shebol Yoelam. Any punishment that comes in the world, Loibu Ele B'shul Dayni Yisrael. It only comes because of the Dayonim. He said, the Yoram, the one that paskin, the Shailas, paskin the Din, they're Shuldik. Shinema, the Pasuk says in Micho, Shimono Zois Roshe Beis Yaakov, Uktzinei Beis Yisrael. The Ktzinei Pasha means the Dayonim. Hamesavim mishpat. They change around the mishpat. They make kruma mishpat. We is called hayeshora yakeshu. Anything that was glat, yosher, straight, they made krum. They made crooked. Boinet tzion bedomim. They build up tzion with blood. It means they pass in the wrong ways. Yushalayim beavlo. Yushalayim with averis. Roshehu b'sheichid yishpoitu. Roshehu means the heads, the dayonim. They took sheichid. The kaihaneho b'mechir yoru. And the Kahanim paskin api money, you paid the money they paskin. On the Viyeho, the Kesev Yukaisomu. And the Neviim said the more money they got, they said they're from the Vuas. Well, Hashem Yishonu. And you'll ask them, they're doing anything wrong. They'll say no. They'll say no. We will say, they'll say, we were saying Mechon Hashem, they'll say. Well, Hashem Yishonu. We were saying Mechon Hashem. So that's the possibility to say that the tainis is upon on the Dine Yisrael. So the more Rishoyim hand, these the Yonim that are Rishoyim, Ela Shetolo Bitchayna B'mi Shama V'yoylam. Really they were Rishoyim, but they made believe as if they're B'teich in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But they said, whatever we say about us from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lefikach made the Kodesh Baruch Hu land Gimel Peronius. Keneged Gimel Averis. And since the Dayonim had three Averis here, Hashem brought three Peronius, keneged the three Averis. Shebi Yodim. Shenem Adapotik says, Lochein, Biglalchem Tzion Tzode Techorish. And seeing Yishlaim will come into a sodah that the Chorish plot the Chorish is plowed field. Yishlaim ayin tiyah. Yishlaim will also be ledig, empty. Bar habayis lavomis yor, and habayis will be like a forest. Will be lavomis yor. So these peronius come for the three averis that they did. So Rashi. Gimel Peronius saw that the Chorah Shayin Tiel of Amos Yar from the Gimel Averis of the Rash before, that means Beshoichet Yishpatu, they took Sheichet B'mechir Yeru, they passed him with money, on the Viyah B'kesi B'chayis, when the Viyah also took money. So because of these three Averis, they got these three Peronius. Vayta V'yena Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashra Shchinosoi Al Yisrael Ad Sheyichlu Shoiftim V'Shoitrim Rorma Yisrael. There won't be the Shechin and Klai Yisrael, and first we get rid of the Be'ed Dayanim. The Be'ed Shoeftim V'Shoetrim. Shenem on the Poskin Yishayo says, the Yoshiva Yod Yolayich, I've turned my hand to you, the Etzroif Kabor Sigoyich, and I'll clean you out, make pure gold-like, the Yosiru Kol B'Diloyich, I'll take away all the Shmutz you have, the Yoshiva Shoeftayich of Rishonim, what does that mean? How will I clean you out? I'll bring back your shayftim the way it was in Tchila, and I'll bring down to you people, I'll give you Eitza the way it originally was. Whereas all the people that Paskin did wrong dinim, we'll have to get rid of them, we'll bring that good Dayonim the Paskin, right? Then we'll have to be Shechina in Klal Yisrael. Omarula, Ein Yerushalayim Niftele B'Tzdoka. B'Schus giving Tzdoka, that will be a pigeon for Yerushalayim. Shinema the Pasuk says, Tzion B'Mishpat Yipodem, V'Shaveh B'Tzdoka. It'll be Mishpat, with good Mishpat to Fortipodem, V'Shaveh B'Tzdoka. It'll be Mizrecha to come back to Yerushalayim with the Schus of giving Tzdoka. Omarab Papa. Ibat lo yihiri, if the rebuttal of the Indian of being a Bagaivanik, there wouldn't be Bagaivaniks in Klai Yisrael, is batli amgushi. There wouldn't be any more amgushis around. Such Rashi, that means, Ibat lo yihiri, Yisrael, misyorim, bavluyus, people that are dressed like big shots, with big chups, big hairdos, or mabushi yihiris, they're dressed with fancy dresses, keproshim halolum. But the fancy people, if they wouldn't be like this in Klai Yisrael, is botlu amgushim, is yibotlu masisim, or madichim hamasniyim maisonim. It will be botlu the people that hate us, that train and tell on us, and messiah, they force us to do bad, the people that hate us wouldn't be here. Because the reason why there are people that hate us still and doing bad to us, is because Klai Yisrael acts like bagaivniks. Ibatli daini, it will be botlu the bad bayonim, is batli gas rufti. They wouldn't have any more gazufti. So Rashi learns. Naik she shreitu adichovim means the bad policemen that come and beat us up and do bad to us, they'll be bottled. He said, if we would have good dayonim, mel the goyim wouldn't do bad to us either. E batli yihiri batli amgushi. It will be bottled in, you know, bagaivinics by Klai Yisrael. It will be bottled this amgushi. There wouldn't be people that must see us, that are right of us. The Pasuk says, V'etzref kebor sigayich. I'll clean you out, make you like clear gold, clean gold. Ibatli dainim, I'll take away the dayonim, beer dayonim. Is batli gizafti, there won't be any more beer goyim, like policemen beating us up. T'chsev, heisur Hashem mishpatecho ponu evechon. If we'll have good mishpat, we'll have good dayonim, is ponu evechon. Our enemies will go away from us. Omer Rabbi Meloy, Mishum Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, what does the Pasuk say? Shovar Hashem Mate Rishoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will break the stick of the Rishoyim. Shevet Moishlim, the stick of the people that rule. Shibar Hashem Mate Rishoyim. What does that mean? Hashem will break the stick of the Goyim, of the Rishoyim. Elo HaDayonim. These are the Dayonim. Shenasu Makel HaChazneim. That all the Dayonim did was they just listened to the Chazneim. They were just like the stick to listen to the bad Psak. It's whatever they told them, they just did it. Without passing the right way. Rashi Shinasa Makal Chaznayim, Lishamshayim, Noistim Yad, they were just like a stick to do what the judge said. But the sheriff told them, Nehevelu Luchazik, Loima Loyeye Shliach, Vyazim Nespon Lebezdin, Im Letav Ischar, if you don't give me good money, I won't do it. Vyachab Sakdin, Leyaden Lekonat Lemashkonai. So the kids said they didn't do their emes of Sak, they just went after the more money. So Akoshma will break the stick of such a dying. And Shevet Moishlim Elo Tamid Chachomim, Shebe Mesorchseyem HaDayonim. Even though they were Tamid Chachomim, but if their Meshpochas, they were Dayonim, they were like, gave in to their Meshpochas to do the bad din. We'll soon see. Mazut Romar Elo Tamid Chachomim, Shemalamdim Hilchas Betzibur, Ledaine Bur. The Tamid Chachomim learned, Barabim, to let people be Dayonim that were Bur, empty peoples. His people did not know how to paskin, and let them be the dayonim. So just even Talmid Chomin were given in to the bribes of the money and made the wrong people become dayonim. Omri Abloza ben Maloy, Mishur Meshlokish, my dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Ki kapeichem nigoyelu badom. Your hands were dirty with blood. V'yatzbiyoseichem ve'oven, and your hands were full of oven, of a chet. Siv seichem dibru sheker, with your lips you spoke lies. L'shoinchem avlo tege, and your mouth kaseidah was saying out avlo doing chatoyim. What's from this posik? Ki kapechem negoilu badom. Your hands were dirty with blood. Elo hadayonim. These are hadayonim that they paskin wrong. Rashi she kafeyim pshutim lekabel sheichid. Their hands were sticked out just to take sheichid. That's how they paskin the din. O maten etadin. They changed the din according to the money. Took away his neshama. As they passed in the wrong din because the guy gave him shechit. That's called kapechem nigoya lu badom. What does that mean? That means the sefer, the people used to write the stories. It was false, and they used to write the false stars. That's called atzbiyoseichem b'ovon. That's because their hands were doing ovum, was doing chet for writing the fool's shtaris. Shiv soisechem dibru sheker, their mouths could say they spoke out sheker. Elu orchei hadayonim. These are the orchim, the people that prepare to the yonim. Rashi malamdin es balidinim litan. They teach the people how to talk, what to say, like the lawyer. Lishemchem avlo tega, their lips could say they were saying avlo. Elu balidinim. This were the balidinim themselves, that they were saying sheker and din. V'yomer Rabbi Meloi Mishum Rabbi Yitzchok Migad Loi Miyoyim Shepirish Yosef Miyochid. From the day Yosef went away from his brothers, Loi Toyim Toyim Yayim. As he also felt bad, he was also a bit so in a bad mood, so he never drank Yayim. He was never too much Besimcha, like he knew he went away from his father was Betzar, he never drank Yayim. Yechid, the Pasuk says, L'kotkov Nazir Echov. He was like a Nazir. As Yosef was like a Nazir, just like a Nazir doesn't drink Yayim, who Adin Yosef didn't drink Yayim. We have Yosef ben Chaninu Omar, Af Hein Loitomu Tam Yain. Even the other brothers also didn't taste any yain. The Pasuk says, Vayishto Vayiskiru Imoy. As now when Yosef was Megal himself, tell us that his brothers, that Ani Yosef, that's the first time they drank and they became Shikim. It's Rai Mechlal the Adu Idno. Until this time, until Yosef told them that he's Yosef, Loheve Shikrus. They didn't get Shikr, Mashma, they didn't drink any yain. So the more of Idach, a Tanakama that says no, it's only a schus like Yosef never drank yayin. Mashma, the other brothers did drink yayin. He learns shichrus who do loy heavy. It's just that they never got shikr until now when they drank with Yosef. Abishtiyum you heavy. But it's possible yayin they did drink. Because they didn't drink that much yayin to become shikim. The first time they drank so much yayin is when Yosef wasn't galut to them. V'yom Rabbi Miloy, v'zcha v'ruachov v'somach b'libay. It's when Aaron first went to see Moshe, and after he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him so much kavod that he's the one to take out Klal Yisrael, Aaron felt good about it. He wasn't jealous about his brother the Faker. Ruach Kol he saw, v'somach b'libay, he was very happy in his heart. Izochol l'choshen ha'mishpat alibay. B'schus there that he was happy about the gedula that Moshe got, he was also zeichah to be the Kohen Gadol, to have the choshen ha'mishpat on his heart. Sholcholei b'nei bischal levi. B'nei bischal, name of a people, name of a place. And the people, this place, asked the shal to Levi. They sent the shal to Levi. Kila mahu. What's the law about a kila? About spreading out this type of a tent on Shabbos, or a canopy on top of a bed, is it mutter or not? Keshusa bekama mahu. Keshus is a type of a herb that's growing, trashi himlun, and it's growing in the kerem, in the vineyards, near the grapes. Is mahu, is that called klaya kerem or not? Is himlin, is kshusa called a vegetable that there'll be an issa of a yerek in a kerem, there'll be klaya kerem, or ilonhu. The other side is this kshusa has a din of a tree. And a tree, there's no issa klaya in a kerem. In a kerem, in a vineyard, you just can't grow other vegetables. But a tree, you're allowed to grow there. So this kshusa, some type of a growth, it was a shallow, what din does it have? It has a din of an eitz or a din of a zroyim. Meis be yontiv ma. What about if somebody dies on yontiv? Could you be mesasik and meitik fur on yontiv? These were the three shallows they sent to Levi. So the more Adiyazo Nachnashi to Levi. By the time they got to ask Levi the shallow, Levi was already nifter. His Oma Shmuel, so Shmuel said to Rav Menashia, Ichachim Sholachlu. So Shmuel told Rav Menashia, you answer this terrorist now, you answer these shallows. Sholachlu, he said like this, Kilo Chazano Akot Tide Kilov Leimatzinu Boitzar Heter. Any type of spreading out the tent, you should know it's also to do on Shabbos. He didn't find any Tzad Heter at all. For the Gemara, for Lishlechlu, could the Rami Vayecheskel? We had before a Heter, like Rami Vayecheskel said. Means if you had the strings attached before Shabbos, all you have to do is just spread out the strings, that was Mutter. Like if you had the Kila on top of a post, like Rashi learned, before Shabbos, and now all you got to do is just spread it out, and you have the straps on it to spread it out, it was Mutter. So why do you say there's no Tzad Heter? There is a Tzad Heter to spread out this canopy on Shabbos. And the Gemara Lefi Sheinu B'nai Torah. The Pshar was in their city, they were Amaratim there, they weren't B'nai Torah. So he was afraid to say any Kula at all. Because if you say one Kula, they'll come to say other Kulas, that will be Shalai Kedin. Therefore he told them L'chumra. By the Keshus of the Karma.
That's how a dach by a plastic by a sukkah, even if it's L'mayla Megillah Tochim, you should be able to open up on Shabbos.
We'll talk about it later. That's not the Shabbos. You want to do this.
Because it's prepared beforehand. It's like...